Let's go ahead and get this started. We don't have much time at all today. We've got about 10 minutes before I got to run to my next appointment. So we're looking at a short, short episode today because I don't have any other time to shoot this podcast today other than right now. So we're going to get right into it. I was listening to some injury updates and had a buddy, a fellow Bengals fan, text me talking about Joe Burrow could come back by Thanksgiving. And a lot of fans are saying, look, Cincinnati's 2-0 in the division. They could go into Pittsburgh this weekend and get the win. There's a chance that the Bengals still win the division and Joe Burrow comes back before Thanksgiving. I'm sitting here thinking, this defense is so bad. Why would we even bring him back? What's the point? Again, this is going to be a short episode for you guys just popping in. I got to leave for an appointment here in about 10 minutes. So we're just ranting about the Bengals. That's what we're going to do today. Obviously, the Monday night game. Look, quick little hitter on that Monday night game. I enjoyed what I saw. People say, oh, it's boring. Defensive football is boring. Shut the fuck up. That game was cool, dude. I enjoyed the hell out of that game. Of what I saw of it. Cold in Green Bay. Two good teams. Can Jordan Love really... Like, their offense looks shitty right now, Green Bay. Their offense looks bad, boys. Their defense looks great. If you put their defense and the Bengals' offense together, you'd have one of the most unstoppable teams in NFL history, quite frankly. And you'd have one of the worst teams in NFL history if you gave the Packers' offense and the Bengals' defense. I mean, God damn. What's going to change from Joe Burrow coming back? What's going to change? Is he going to be able to make tackles? You know, we've gotten this whole franchise reinvigorated spiel from Lamar coming back to the Ravens. They talk about how to play for the Reeve. I'm happy to be a Reeve. That's what he said when he got drafted. They said, Lamar, what do you think about who just drafted you? I'm happy to be a Reeve. I like the way he says that. Happy to be a Reeve. My homeboy play on the Reeve. South Florida. But they say Lamar changed the whole feeling of the Ravens on both sides of the ball. You know, so that's the devil's advocate explanation. But I'm sitting here thinking, what do you think you're going to put up? Instead of putting up 40, you're going to put up 70 now if you're Cincinnati? Is that what that is? Maybe Joe Flacco being in the same room as Joe Burrow, he might be a good influence as the old cat in the quarterback room, and give Burrow some little ninja tips and tricks on how to not take sacks, on how to get the freaking ball out, because it seems like Joey Burrow's been struggling with that mightily, at least from what we saw the first 2 weeks of the year out of him. Held on to the ball too goddamn long. There's no season in which Joe Burrow has averaged the amount of fantasy points that Joe Flacco has averaged since being with the Bengals. 25.5 fantasy points is averaging Joe Flacco. 22.5 has been the average for Joey Burrow. Bit of a meaningless stat there, but is it? Is it a meaningless stat? Okay, I'm trying to speed run this episode because I'm short time, guys. Try to give you guys an hour a day, but some days I'm busy, some days I got appointments, and there's only a 15-minute, 20-minute window where I can pop in and show up for the day for you guys. So that's what we're here doing. We're 5 minutes in. We're rolling. We're going to be talking about the Bengals, and that's about it. Monday Night Football last night, again, I thought that game was cool. I thought it was cool how the Packers seemed hopeless. And they get a stop. Philly did some stupid shit. I don't know why. I'd love to see the press release from after the game and hear Nick Sirianni's explanation as to why they went for it on 4th and 8. If you guys watch the game, you know what I'm talking about. Late. And they throw a go route pretty much. And it doesn't hit. Brian Daboll, we talked a bit about him yesterday. Look, some people are saying he's the quarterback whisperer. Other people, God damn, I wish we had more time, boys. God, I got like 5 minutes left, for real, for real. Look, some people are saying we got such juicy shit. I mean, God. It's what it is. We're here. We're here. That's what matters. It's what it is. Okay. Some people say Daboll was the quarterback whisperer. Other people say that Daniel Jones leaves Brian Daboll's helm and instantaneously becomes an MVP candidate in Indianapolis. Which one is it? Some people say that Brian Daboll made Josh Allen the quarterback whisperer. This was a nickname for Brian Daboll. But then Daniel Jones leaves New York and instantaneously becomes an MVP candidate. A guy that was laughed at this offseason when Indy named him the starter. You guys remember that? It was like the second or third week of camp. Nobody's talking about this. The second or third week of camp, they announced Daniel Jones as the starter over Anthony Richardson, and the whole NFL laughed at Indy. The whole NFL, even Colts fans, were furious. You know how many people from Indiana that I still keep in touch with from my time I spent with the Colts organization? They were pissed when Daniel Jones was named the starting quarterback. Look at him now. The Giants named their interim coach, I believe is the OC. I can't remember the guy's name. I can't remember the guy's name for the life of me. But that GM needs to be held accountable. Joe Schoen. If anything, getting rid of Saquon was the worst thing that the Giants could have done, man. That was a horrible, horrible, horrible mistake. Brian Daboll, 21-41. The GM and the owner, John Mara, set Brian Daboll up to fail, in my opinion. That's just me. That's just me. Okay? The Bengals are another similar kind of story. There's only so much you can do when your organization's failing you. Saquon Barkley, one of the worst decisions they could have made moving on from him. Who's going to replace Saquon Barkley? Nobody. Forced to move on from Daniel Jones despite a playoff win. Now, Daniel Jones was playing shitty. You got injuries, Neighbors, Scataboo, Jackson Dart, all these guys that are go-go juice for your team hurt. So I think Brian Daboll got the short end of the stick. That's my take. Brian Daboll got the short end of the stick. Now, does the Daniel Jones story kind of testify against Daboll a little bit? Okay. But the Saquon shit, Brian Daboll wanted to keep him. Daniel Jones, I believe, from my sources, wanted to keep Daniel Jones. God damn it. I got to get going here in a second, boys. I think it's still a good pod, though. I think it's still a good juice in this pod, though. You know? But God damn it. You know, you get a busy day. You only got 10, 15 minutes to do it the whole day. And I know you guys would rather us do a short, quick episode than no episode at all. That'll never happen in the history of this channel. And that's all the reason, if you're watching this and you're not subscribed and you love football, to subscribe to the channel. At least hit that like button for me. Help out a shorter video. Really appreciate that. We'll wrap up here. We didn't really talk as much about the Bengals as I thought. I was going to stay on the Joe Burrow. The Bengals do their best goddamn job to instill hope in this fan base only when they need it. Okay? It's never a happy ending in Cincinnati. It's always despair. Oh, let's bring up this fake headline. Let's produce some bullshit to get the mere plebeians in Cincinnati back in the fold emotionally so they don't abandon us. So we're gonna break it to the news media that Joe Burrow, our begotten son, that we've sacrificed for no reason, that we've wasted year in and year out again. Oh, he's gonna be back by Thanksgiving. Isn't that great? We still have a chance in the North, but we're not doing any work behind the scenes. We're just doing press releases to make sure you scum, idiot, plebeians that aren't of the Blackburn Brown family name, we're going to make sure that you scumbags get emotionally invested so that we can crush you again. That's the Bengals. This fucking bullshit. Excuse me. This fucking bullshit. Oh, Joe's going to be back by Thanksgiving. You can't stop anybody on defense. You think he's going to tackle people? What, are we going to put up 70 instead of 40? Dumbass motherfuckers. Now, if we go into Pittsburgh and find a way to win this game on Sunday, the fans are going to start squawking again. Oh, I'm hopeful again for the Bengals. AFC North's wide open. God damn, this shit fucking pisses me off. It's like clockwork. You reach new lows only to get swept off your feet, hopeful again. This is the life of the Bengals fan. Swept off your feet, hopeful again. Crushed to even lower lows. Only to have a little bit of hope sprinkle you back up to baseline and then crush to an even lower low. And that cycle's continued being a fan of this organization since I was 8 years old. And the lows keep getting lower. And the ways that hope is injected back into the fan base get more and more creative. It's endless suffering. It's endless suffering. And I'm not buying back into that shit. I'm not buying back in. I'm skeptical. These shysters are probably going to send my sweet prince back into the trenches before he's ready because they're so desperate for hope because they're such an inept front office. And that's just the way it is. I got to leave you guys with that. I love you to death. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And hope you like this short one. I'm sorry for the short one, but we're here as opposed to not. I had 15 minutes. I got to run to my next appointment. And I'm not going to have time the rest of the day to hop on here. So I love you guys. And if you're watching this and you're not subscribed, do me a favor. We're here every fucking day for you. Be here for us. If you love football, hit the sub button. We're on this channel, this show, every single day, live, talking about football happenings. We're also updating the audio platforms for this podcast daily. Any audio platform, big or small, you can find our podcast there. Updated daily. I'm dedicated to this shit, homie. And that's that. I'm gonna send it now, boys. I got a head. I love you, though. See you tomorrow.
I was focused on baby, I ain't call y'all. But now I'm back at all my bitches in my car law. 36 lubricated condoms, no raw dog. I'ma drink a orange juice, then I'ma run through all y'all. Girls, they girls,